朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
请我们再翻回刚才我们所读的圣经《路加福音》第十五章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 15.
这是一段我们都很熟悉的经文。
This is a very familiar passage to all of us.
我们没有时间，也没有够多的这个时间来读整段的这个浪子的比喻。
There's not enough time to go through the entire story of the lost son.
我们知道这个回家的老二代表一个刚刚信主、刚刚蒙恩、恢复与天父关系的这样的一个浪子。
We know that the younger son signifies one who has recently repented and have come back to establish a relation with the heavenly Father.
刚才我们从二十二节读起，其实每一次我从二十节读到二十四节的时候，我里面不只是有很深的感动，我里面也非常的激动。
Although we started reading today from verse 22, every time when I read from verse 20 to 24, I get very moved by the passage.
浪子回家，他并没有预先通知他的父亲。
When the son decided to come back, he did not notify his father.
如果今天在美国，他大概会写这样一封信，先给他的父亲。
If this event occurred in America today, he probably will first write a letter.
爸爸，我要回家。
Starting with saying, Father, I want to come home.
但是我不知道你要不要我。
But I do not know whether you still want me.
所以当我回家的时候，我坐在 bus 上面的时候，我要看门前的橡树有没有卸了一个黄色的彩带。
So when I'm on the bus coming back, I would look for a yellow ribbon outside the tree of our house.
如果我看到那个 yellow ribbon on the old oak tree, 我就知道你要欢迎我回来。
If I see the yellow ribbon, then I know.You would welcome me back.
证明在座很多人根本不知道这首歌，所以没有人反应。
There's no reaction. Seemingly, you have never heard this song. Tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree.
因为他好像会唱。他没有这样说。
But this son did not do so.
也没有一个 yellow ribbon 欢迎他。
And there was no yellow ribbon to welcome him.
但是代表代替 yellow ribbon 的。是老父亲自己站在门口。
But what took the place of the yellow ribbon was the fact that his elderly father standing there.
圣经告诉我们说，他不只是倚门望子，而且他远远地看见他的儿子的时候，他就跑过，主动地跑过去。
And the scripture says, while the son was still a long way off, his father saw him and he took the initiative and ran to his son.
他跑过去，他抱住他。
He threw his arms around him.
我们不要忘记，这个儿子是刚刚从养猪场出来的。
Do not forget that the son just came back from looking after pigs.
他穷困了多年。
He's been poor for a long time.
他和离开家的时候已经面目全非了。
His countenance probably looked very different from the way he looked when he left.
弟兄姊妹，真的爱，不管有多远的距离，都能够认出他爱的对象。
But true love will not be hindered by distance so that they cannot identify the object of their love.
真的爱是不在乎那个味道的重，也不在乎那个外表的脏。
True love will not be offended by outward appearance and smell.
他抱住他，与他亲嘴。圣经告诉我们说，连连与他亲嘴。
And the scripture says he threw his arms around him and kissed him in many, actually the Chinese mentioned many times.
到了二十二节的时候，我们看见他就跟佣人说，跟他的仆人说，把那上好的袍子拿来。
And in verse 22, he said to the servants, quick, bring the best robe.
bring that bathrobe. 那个仆人一听就知道他讲的是哪一件的衣服，因为他一直跟仆人讲，这件衣服是给我儿子的，这件衣服是给我儿子的。
In the Chinese connotation, the words actually should have read, bring that bathrobe, because when he uttered this, the servant immediately knew which robe he was referring to.
袍子代表什么呢？
What does the rope signify?
袍子代表父亲对这一个浪子的接纳。
The rope signifies the acceptance of this lost son by the father.
赶快地把戒指跟他戴上。
Put a ring on his finger.
戒指代表他儿子的权柄的恢复。
The ring signifies that he has reestablished his position and authority in the home.
赶快跟他穿上鞋子。
Put sandals on his
feet. 鞋子代表自由。
Sandals signifies freedom.
因为仆人，当时的仆人是不穿鞋子的。
Because if you are a servant those days, you do not wear sandals.
这个浪子回来的时候，他要跟父亲打了一个腹稿，要跟他讲话。
Before he returned, the son already wrote out a speech for his father.
父亲啊，我得罪了你，又得罪了天。
Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.
从此以后，我不配成为你的儿子。
I'm no longer to be your son.
把我当成你的雇工吧。
I'm no longer worthy to be your son. Make me one of your hired men.
他讲到不配做你的儿子的时候，他就没有再讲下去了。
And when he came to the point when he said, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son, he could not go on.
因为他讲到那里的时候，他的父亲已经跟他穿上了他的鞋子。
Because at that point of time, the father already put sandals on his feet.
有人说大概是父亲连连亲嘴，把他嘴巴堵住了，说不出来了。
And some say that because the father was kissing him, so he cannot even speak anymore.
然后把那肥牛犊宰来吃了。
And the father also ordered that the fattened calf, be killed.
所以这个肥牛犊一直养养养，只有一个目的，就是有一天儿子回家的时候，要把那个肥牛犊宰了。
So the calf was fattened for this very purpose, for the return of his son.
亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，天父的爱不是偶然的爱。
Dear friends and brothers and sisters, the love of our Father does not happen just by his own sake.
天父的爱是早有预备的爱。
It is a love that prepares.
天父的爱不是从现在存到永恒的爱。
It's not just lasting from now to eternity.
天父的爱是从永恒到现在的爱。
The love of the Father is from eternity to now.
人的爱和神的爱是不一样。
The love of men is different from the love of God.
人的爱是讲条件。
The love of man is conditional.
你干净我爱你。
If you're clean, I will love you.
你美丽我爱你。
If you're beautiful, I'll love you.
甚至说你爱我，我才爱你。
Or if you love me, then I will love you in return.
但是我们在这里看见这个浪子的故事不是这样。
But the story of this lost son tells us the love of God is not the same.
到了二十四节，最后四个字在中文说，他们就快乐起来。
In verse 24, the Chinese says they became glad and happy.
在 King James began to be merry, 他们就开始欢乐起来。
In King James, it said they began to be merry. In NIV, it says they began to celebrate.
但是我们看见浪子的故事并没有就停在这里。
But this is not the end of the story.
这不是一个 happy ending 吗？这不是一个喜剧的收场吗？这个浪子从外面回来，他终于得回他的父亲，也得回他父亲的赦免，也得回他父亲的饶恕，也得回他父亲的原谅。
Should not verse 24 be the ending of the story because it is now a happy ending?
据说浪子的故事在当时是非常流行的一个故事。
According to tradition, this story was a is a favorite story.
当时许许多多的犹太人的拉比都知道这个故事。
Many Jewish rabbis also knew of this story.
不只是犹太人，连我们中国人都知道这个故事。
Not only the Jewish people, even the Chinese know of such a story.
我们中国在儿女英雄传里面有一个故事说浪子回头金不换，我们都知道这个故事。
If the prodigal son comes back, we will give a lot of gold, is the Chinese saying.
所以我们在这里看见这一个故事，这一个发生的事情好像是有国际性。
So we see the theme of this story seems to be universal.
但是二十五节到三十二节这一段浪子故事的后记，犹太人没有，中国人也没有。
In verse 25 to 32, seemingly this prologue is missing from many stories.
因为在最后这一段圣经里面，让我们看到这个家里面另外一个成员，或者这个故事里面另外一个主角的故事。
Here we see another important character of the whole story.
25节到32节把这个24节快乐起来这四个字抹上了一层的阴影。
From verse 25 on, it cast a shadow upon the celebration.
这个老二回到家被父亲所接纳，却是被他的哥哥所弃绝。
The younger son was accepted by the father, but rejected by his older brother.
被他的父亲所爱，却被他的哥哥所恨。
He was loved by his father, but he was hated by his brother.
我们非常稀奇地发现一件事情。
We are amazed by this fact.
恨和爱一线之隔而已。
Hatred and love is separated by a thin line.
水和火是不相容的。
Seemingly, water and fire cannot be mixed.
但是从台湾来的，我们知道，在关子岭有水火同源的事情，有水跟火同时在一个源头出来，在台湾。
In Taiwan, there's a source of water and fire coming out together.
我们看见有爱的地方，它的隔壁，它的邻居就是恨。
Where there is love, perhaps.Right next to it is hatred.
也许我们越领受爱，就对恨越敏感，也许是相比而来的。
Perhaps the more love that we have received, the more sensitive we become towards hatred.
到底二十五节到三十二节这些事情记载的事情发生之后，浪子后来的发展怎么样？可惜没有下回可以分解。
Even though our interest will be piqued, we would like to know what will happen after verse 32. There is no sequel.
这是据我的推想。
But when I think about this,
如果大儿子的态度不改变，
if the older son does not change his attitude,
很可能带出这个二儿子，老二，对不起啊，老二，第二次的离家出走。
Then it might lead to the consequence that the younger son will have to leave home again.
第一次他离开家是因为跟老父亲的关系的决裂。
The first time he left home, the younger son left because his relation with his father had a break.
第二次他离开家是因为兄弟阋墙的缘故。
The second time he left will be because the relation between the brothers are broken.
我们知道我们原来跟神是在一起的。
We know that we originally was with God.
我们是他造的。
We were created in His image.
是照着他的形象造的。但是呢，我们犯罪以后，我们却离开了神。
But after our sin, we were banished from His presence.
在耶稣基督里面，把我们找回来，与神和好，恢复我们跟天父的关系。
But God has seeked us out and brought us back in His Son Jesus.
我们回到教会，回到神的家。
And we have returned to the house of God, to the church.
但是我们发现一个很残酷的事实。
But then we are faced with a cruel reality.
进到神的家的人并不是永远他的地址就留在这个地方。
When we returned to the church, we discovered that we are no longer welcomed here.
我们看见有人到了教会以后，第二度离家出走，离开了神的怀抱，离开了神的家。
So indeed, we have seen some people who have come back to the church, and yet they have left the church again for a second time.
弟兄姊妹，这个教会24年全力的在传福音。
Brothers and sisters, this church for the past 24 years have been actively sharing the gospel.
十年的时间全力的推福音营。
For 10 years, we have been pushing the gospel camp.
每一年我们开布道会。
Every year we have evangelical meetings.
过去三四年我们推个人布道的工作。
And in the past 3 to 4 years we have tried personal evangelism.
感谢主带领了许多人回到天家。
And we thank the Lord we've brought many back to the heavenly home.
恢复了他们跟天父的关系。
They have reestablished their relation with the heavenly father.
但是有许多不同的原因，这些回到教会里面的人又离开了神的家。
But for various reasons, those who have came back, they have left the home again.
虽然原因很多,
Although these are for many different reasons,
今天早上我们要看到一个原因。
I want to focus on one.
这个原因我把它叫做老大的心态。
I call this reason the elderly brother's attitude.
或者叫做比邻若天涯的心态。
Or as I've termed this in the Chinese theme.
神的家哈，神的家应该是天涯若比邻的，对不对？
In the house of God, we should say there is no distance between us.
我看到我们有一些西方的朋友在我们中间。
I see some of our Caucasian friends with us.
他们对我们中国人来讲叫天涯，对不对？
We may say we have a tremendous distance between us.
但是在主耶稣基督里面，在神的家里面，天涯可以变成比邻。
But in the house of God, these distances should not hinder us. We should be as close as neighbors.
每一个人到了教会里面，应该有宾至如归的感觉。
Everyone that comes to the house of God should feel that they have returned home.
不管你愿意不愿意，喜欢不喜欢，我们今天碰到一个挑战摆在我们的面前。
Whether you are willing or whether you like this or not, the challenge is before us.
许许多多的新基督徒被老基督徒所绊倒。
Many new Christians actually are rejected by the older Christians.
许多老二被老大所绊倒。
The younger they fall because of the elderly.
刚刚进礼拜堂的时候，觉得礼拜堂美得不得了。
When we first enter the church, we feel, oh, this is so beautiful.
我们看见每一个人都恨不得跑去 hug 他一下。
We wanted to give a hug to everyone that we see.
但是我们在这里做基督徒越做越久的时候。
But for Christians who have been around for a while,
我们越多越看见刚才肖弟兄所说的那个比方。
We see the example that our chairperson has related to.
表面看起来这个房子是干净。
Outwardly, this building is clean.
但我们真的去清洁的时候，就发现有许多藏污纳垢的地方。
But when we really go around to clean it up, we find there are many hidden corners where there's much dirt.
而许多藏污纳垢却跟我们老基督徒有关系。
And this dirt perhaps is associated with older Christians.
两个礼拜以前，家母去世一周年。
Two weeks ago marks the anniversary of my mother's leaving the earth.
我们全家举行了一次追思礼拜。
So my whole family had this special memorial service.
我们没有请外面的人，单单就是我们家族在一起。
We did not invite any outside people, it's just for our family.
最后我请我父亲说几句话。
And then I asked my father to say a few words.
他讲了两句话，一句用英文讲，一句用中文讲。
He said two sentences, one in English and one in Chinese.
他用英文讲那句话就是说，爱是从家开始的 ，charity begins at home. 第二句话他说，家和万事兴。第二句话呢，就是说你们全家要彼此和和气气的相爱。
He said the first sentence is charity begins at home, and then he said in this whole family we should have love between us.
我不会忘记这两个礼拜常常听到，好像听到他不断的老人家在讲这句话。
And for the past two weeks, these words seem to resonate in my mind.
因为我不只是想到我自己的家。
Because I did not limit these words to my own home.
我也想到了神的家。
I thought about the house of God.
我不只是想到我自己这个立即有关系有骨肉之情的这个家。
I'm not limited to my own real flesh and bones.
我也想到今天在树林里面的 flesh and bone, 就是弟兄姊妹在主里面的这个家。
I thought about my spiritual brothers and sisters in the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在主里面的相爱是个见证。
Dear brothers and sisters,The love between us is a testimony.
约翰福音十三章三十五节，主耶稣告诉我们说：“你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒。”
In John 13, Jesus said, "Love one another, because that is the mark by which others will know you."
弟兄姊妹相爱不只是一个见证，弟兄姊妹相爱也是一个吸引。
The love between brothers and sisters is not only a testimony, it is also a source of attraction.
一个相爱的教会，一个合一的教会，可以减少教会所谓的 casualty 伤亡率。
A church that practices brotherly love will have a reduced casualty rate.
今天早上我们从这个老大的身上，我们要看两个见解。
From the example of the older son, we can have two lessons.
这两个见解，当我在准备的时候，我心里面有一个很大很大的一个震撼和提醒。
When I was preparing this, I myself was strongly moved by these two lessons.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我说。
Forgive me for saying this.
当我准备的时候，我没有想到你们。
When I was preparing this, I did not think of you per se.
我想到我自己。
I thought of myself.
我不是用老大今天早上要来照你们，而是用老大来照我自己。
I'm not using the example of the older son to reflect upon you, but it's actually a reflection upon myself.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天太容易把神的话拿来当照妖镜来照人家。
Perhaps it's too easy for us to use the word of God to be a mirror for others to look at.
我们太容易拿出神的话来说，你看你像什么样子。
It's very easy for us to have an accusation tone to speak to others with the word of God.
我这个礼拜在主面前的祷告说，主啊，求你把你的话当成一面镜子来照我自己。
My prayer when I prepared this message was, Lord, may your words be a mirror that I can see myself in.
我越查这段圣经，我越觉得我跟老大好像。
The more I look into it, the more I see myself in the older son.
当我在思想的时候，想到过去这些年来，因为这个老大的心态，教会受到很大的亏损。
When I meditate upon how I've reacted as like the older son in the church for the past many years, perhaps I caused.Much casualties.
他第一个见解是什么呢？
What is this first lesson?
他把本分当功德。
He looked at his own responsibility as a merit to be earned.
他把自己的本分当成夸耀的东西来讲。
Things that really belongs to his actual responsibility, he was proud of.
你看他二十九节怎么说？
What did he say in verse 29?
他对父亲说,
he said to his father,
我服侍你这多年从来没有违背过你的命。
In English, it's a little stronger. It says, look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders.
Never disobey your order. 我从来没有违背过你的命令。这是可以夸耀的吗？还是说这是他的本分？
Is this something that he should be proud of, or is this justHis responsibility.
请问一个孩子听爸爸的话，这是个功德呢，还是一个本分呢？
Is it a merit or is it the responsibility for a son to listen to his father?
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。